Today's enlightening entertainment will be presented in Arabic and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olasese or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. أطيب تحية للمشاهدين الكرام وأهلا وسهلا بكم في برنامج الفنون التنويرية على شاشة قناة كبيرة المعلمين. بينما رجال ونساء السياسة المحترمون يمضون قدما في محادثات السلام بين الإسرائيليين والفلسطينيين، تعمل العديد من منظمات المجتمع المدني والفنانين للمساهمة في هذا المسعى. أرجو أن تنضموا إلينا اليوم للاستماع إلى أصوات الشعب الفلسطيني والذين يقدمون ثقافتهم وأمنياتهم للعالم من خلال أعمالهم. دعونا نلتقي يوسف وهو سائق تاكسي فلسطيني وأحد أصدقاء ومرشدي تلفزيون كبيرة المعلمين، والذي قدم لنا بمودة مساعدته الكريمة أثناء التصوير في الموقع.
Some Arabs people, Muslims people, they put the hat when they come back from Mecca, a wide one like this, and it's covered the whole head up to here. That's also traditional. Not everybody uses it nowadays, actually. But the Jewish people, they use it, and even though they use the kippah and they use another hat,
وقد سألنا يوسف عن كيفية التوصل إلى سلام دائم.
It depends on us, people to people, Jewish and Arabs, according to the whole situation nowadays. The peace are needed for both sides, even for the people, even for them. To keep their lives and to keep their families and society and the whole thing, to make a kind of peace, at least something like quiet, at least.
في كل مرة نزور فيها الأرض المقدسة يعرب الناس الذين نلتقيهم عن الأمنيات المشتركة.
Really live in peace, side by side by the others. This is my hope as Palestinian or human being.
Living in the Holy Land makes me somehow feel special because, well, three main religions join in one place. As I said, it makes me feel good, makes me feel very special. But on the other hand, it makes me feel sad of what is actually going on. So we hope we live in harmony again.
وقد أعربت كبيرة المعلمين شينغهاي عن اهتمامها بالوضع بالنسبة لكل من الشعبين الفلسطيني والإسرائيلي.
Me too, I'm concerned, even though I am not Jews and I'm not Palestine, but I love both of these people. I'm sure they can talk together and understand each other. So it will also depends on both the Palestinian and the Israel government. We pray for them because the people, they want peace.
من المعلوم أنه من الأسهل مد أواصر الصداقة بين المعارف أكثر منها بين الغرباء. وعملا بإرشادات كبيرة المعلمين شينغهاي المحبة، قام تلفزيون كبيرة المعلمين بتقديم نبذة عن مختلف جوانب الثقافة الفلسطينية، من قبيل الموسيقى والفن والرقص والحرف اليدوية والأزياء، والقيام بزيارة عدد من المدن الفلسطينية كبيت لحم ورام الله ونابلس والخليل.
Thank you. الخليل هي مدينة قديمة فيها مسجد مشهور كتير اسمه الحرم الإبراهيمي، مدفون فيه سيدنا إبراهيم وأولاده.
لقد استمتعنا بزيارة كل من المواقع المشهورة والعادية، ومن ضمنها منزل يوسف الدافئ، والذي دعانا بمودة لتصوير برنامج عن الطبخ مع عائلته.
احنا بنعرف ان فلسطين لها تاريخ كبير وعريق في الطعام، واحنا الطعام في ثقافتنا وعاداتنا وتقاليدنا يعتبر يعني احد الوسائل التي تعبر عن الترحيب بالضيف. ايضا في فترة الاعراس، في اعياد الميلاد، وفي كل جميع المناسبات نقوم بصناعة الطعام. طبعا كل طعام إلى مناسب زي ما حكينا. في هناك أطعمة يتم يعني نعملها ونطبخها في فترة الشتاء، وفي هناك أطعمة في فترة الصيف. وهذا راح يكون أول برنامج طبخ في فلسطين.
إن الشعب الفلسطيني معروف بحسن الضيافة.
Very friendly. This is our culture. If you come to the Palestinian people, they can welcome you at their home from the very beginning. We are very simple people. We could share our culture throughout communication, through our welcoming, throughout inviting you to our home.
Staying here in this Arab region on the Mount of Olives is an amazing experience for me. The people here are so hospitable. Everyone wants to reach out and help you and give you directions and welcome you. People who walk past you, they hold out their hand and say welcome to our place. So, and we have these beautiful children here. Say hello.
Hello.
And yeah, so I'm really looking forward to meeting a lot more Palestinian people.
العديد من الناس قد سمعوا عن غزة والضفة الغربية، غير أنهم قد لا يكونون على دراية بالفنون الجميلة والفريدة من نوعها الموجودة في هذه المناطق.
This is a tob, and it's a dress from the Gaza area. It is called the Majdali dress, and it is all embroidered with very nice colorful fuchsia colors, which are typical of that area. The material also is weaved in Gaza, and it is all it's also famous for its stripes here and there area.
إنها أرض مقدسة، كما إنها أرض متطورة ومليئة بالثقافة.
When I look back the old centuries, I look at the Arabic and the Muslim civilization. They were stunning. They accomplished a lot in the general civilization in the field of chemistry, algebra, calligraphy, architecture.
لقد كانت فلسطين دائماً أرض التعاون والتعايش، فالمدينة القديمة المقدسة في القدس على سبيل المثال تضم أربعة فئات رئيسية: الإسلام واليهود والمسيحيين والأرمن.
هاي مدينة الإيمان، مدينة الأديان، هي حق للجميع، حق للمسلم وحق للمسيحي وأيضاً حق لليهودي. اليهود والعرب عاشوا مئات السنين مع بعض بدون أي مشكلة.
إن التعايش المتناغم هو وسيلة للحياة راسخ في الذاكرة الجمعية للفلسطينيين.
When we are here as a kids, we really made a lot of friends through this life. We never know about color or Christianity or Muslim or Jew.
اليوم هناك العديد من الفلسطينيين الذين يعملون من خلال المساعي الاجتماعية والإبداعية لإعادة بناء العلاقات السلمية الأصيلة بين جميع الناس في الأرض المقدسة.
For for example, if we practice nonviolence, we not only practice it by theory, we give people as preliminary training. So we go to the field, we give nonviolence training, as well as we do have after campaigns.
We focus on nonviolence to let people believe about this thing. Here in Palestine, all of the people receive their news from the TV or the internet or the radios. And we try every time to say the truth about everything, and it's really touched people. When you touch people by their personal things and by their reality, it will be so effective.
إن برنامج معا من أجل السلام والذي تأسس على يدي قدر الحمايل ورينا لازار يجمع بين الشباب من فلسطين وإسرائيل وكندا للقيام بنشاطات بناءة حول موضوع السلام القائم بين الثقافات.
I was motivated to create this group because there is a tragic conflict going on in the Middle East. The majority of them, Palestinians living in the West Bank or Gaza, never have the opportunity to meet Israelis, and vice versa, of course. So this project was inspired by projects around the world where Israelis and Palestinians come together.
We're going to make films together. That means you're going to have to put skills with each other and practice filming and practice everything together, talking. So each one of us know the other really good, and that makes us really close to each other.
إن الفنانين الفلسطينيين يستخدمون مواهبهم لنشر رسالة السلام.
Music is really a very powerful technique. They say music is the language of the world. We are exposing more internationally through music in a positive way, that we talk about peace.
Usually people who do Dabka, either, like, for example, our dances, we have dances that celebrate a wedding, dances that kind of portray the struggle of the Palestinians, and we also have fun dances that are just for fun. I think that one portrays a lot of the Palestinian pride, the feelings of being back in Palestine, and the beauty of the dance.
ومدينة الخليل تشتهر بصناعات كتير منها صناعة الفخار والخزف والإزاز وصناعات أخرى.
الحمد لله رقم واحد في فلسطين في الزجاج. بمثل فلسطين في الخارج. بطلع لفرنسا، طلعت لفرنسا حوالي 20 مرة تقريبا. بطلع لإيطاليا، طلعت لسوريا، طبعا طلعت على دبي.
I will take you to the story of Christ. Here are some products. This is how Palestinians used to wear when Jesus was born. This is the story of Jesus. And that's also made of olive wood, which Palestine is known for. This is also made of olive wood. And we have many, many products at our houses that are made of olive wood.
One kind from about 100 of kinds from Swedes. This factory, maybe about 175 years nearly. Okay. Since my father and grand my father, we send for all people in West Bank here in Jordan, in West Bank, Hebron, Ramallah, Bethlehem, in everywhere. Now, some of people from Palestine in Qatar live in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. say to their family, send to us from this kind, because everything is natural in it. Okay? Tel Aviv took from us many, many million from this kind.
Some women, you see this? They're carrying hope. When I'm in trouble, I remember my mother, then I gain the strength that I don't want to let her down. As a Palestinian, this is the way I see the Palestinian woman. And all of it, it comes from the affection to my mother, always. They are very, very powerful, they are strong. When you carry the hope, you're always strong.
So, if we look here on this right side, you will see a Palestinian woman which is carrying a basket on her head. It could be filled with olive, it could be filled with grapes, it could be filled with oranges or apples or figs. You never know, doesn't matter what she's carrying. And then her features is Palestinian.
هذا ثوب العروس والسمكة اللي هي رمز المسيح والخير وهنا الرسمة الهلال والنجمة اللي هي الرمز الإسلامي.
Part of the Palestinian traditional clothes is the Palestinian kufiya. And the kufiya is usually worn on the head. And all the world knew the Palestinian kufiya through the kufiya that used to be dressed by the Yasser Arafat. Now the Palestinians are doing the traditional kufiya, which is the black and white. There is another kufiya that is red and white.
This book's written between me and a friend of mine. He's Jewish, I'm Palestinian. We become friends, really good friends. His short story tell a lot about this friendship and the harmony between the two people. I know from the beginning this book will have a voice, and this book will have lots of feedback from people admiring this courage from me and from him. If they can make peace there, we could make it here.
في الواقع إن رسالة السلام من فلسطين والتي جاء بها الأنبياء والقديسون في الماضي الذين ساروا على هذه الأرض آخذة في الانتشار، ولدى معرفة المزيد عن هذا الشعب يسقط كل شيء ويبقى الجمال والمحبة فحسب.
My wish, everybody wish that I work with, they want peace, love to be on earth, not just here, everywhere in the world.
It's such a beautiful dance, and it's beautifully because it shows our culture. And I think that's the most important thing that we perform to preserve and show our culture to the world.
I believe in one God. I believe the request from God to be good for each other, not to kill each other. And this is so important that everybody got to love each other.
خالص تقديرنا لسائر الشعب الفلسطيني الرائع والذين كرسوا أنفسهم لتعزيز قيم المصالحة والاحترام المتبادل من خلال مشاريعهم وحرفهم الرائعة والأمثلة اليومية عن التسامح. عسى أن تكفلوا جهودنا المشتركة مستقبلا مشرقا مليئا بالسلام والازدهار للبشرية جمعاء من خلال بركة الله تعالى. شكرا لانضمامكم إلينا في حلقة اليوم من برنامج الفنون التنويرية. البرنامج التالي كلمات من الحكمة بعد نشرة الأخبار الجديرة بالذكر هنا على شاشة قناة كبيرة المعلمين، لتنعموا قلوبكم النبيلة واللطيفة بالبركة. Thank you for joining us on today's enlightening entertainment. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. Blessed be your noble and kind heart.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.